If I were to get paid for the number of times I lied to myself that I got something under control, man, I would be a billionaire by now. But don't things have a funny way of going all wrong when you think you have it all under control? If you'd like to know how to admit without being ashamed that you don't got this, and if you would like to learn why it's necessary to ask for help every point of the way, then head on to our blog on whatwords.com.ng. Our freshest post is available to help you on this journey. Hello guys, hello, 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 and welcome to Christian Talks featuring my inner mind. It's your girl, Didi. I'm a child of God, and on this podcast, I share my experiences on living my best life on earth as a Christian, and I do hope that these experiences shape you up to live your best life also. So welcome, welcome back, and if you're new to the tribe, please do subscribe. Are you feeling my vibe? I know you think I premeditated that, but no, it just came through. Welcome. I'm excited today. I do hope you're excited today. This is episode 7, so let's get ready to get into the groove and the gist for today. So this is episode 7. It's been amazing, guys. 1 all through to 7. It's been amazing, and personally, my life has been impacted through each and every of these episodes, especially episode 6, guys. Right after dropping that episode, my prayer life took a different turn, a better turn. I noticed I was more honest and open with God. I don't know if you experienced any of that, but if you haven't listened to episode 6, do listen to it. And I do hope that it helps you as much as it helped me. So let's get right into what I have to share with you today. It's obvious from the topic, but I'm just gonna say it again. Be mindful of your listening ears. Yeah, be mindful of those people you share your dreams with, those people you seek advice from, those people that surround you when you are struggling to make a decision. You need to be mindful. People that you're vulnerable with, you need to be mindful of them. And I know it's something that we all say, it's an obvious truth, but somehow in life we just always find ourselves in a situation where we know that what we are going through is not really as a result of us, but as a result of how the people we shared our ideas with impacted us. It's in a good way and also in a bad way. And like always, I hope to share an experience I had with you, and I also hope to share a beautiful story I found in Genesis, because this is season 1 where I share lessons I learned from Genesis 4 2021 from the beginning. So let's get right into this. The first beautiful story from the book of Genesis chapter 40. It's about Joseph. Come on guys, how are we gonna talk about dreams if you don't talk about the legendary dreamer and the dream interpreter, Joseph? But the focus isn't about Joseph today, it's about people that were in the prison with him. So this story in Genesis chapter 40 tells us about two officials of the king who did him wrong, and then the king decided to send them to prison with Joseph. And so on the same night, the both of them had dreams. The butler had an obviously good dream, but the baker had also an obviously bad dream. I mean, these guys didn't need an interpreter for them to get the basic truths that their dreams were either good or bad. Let me tell you the dreams. So the butler had a dream where he was serving the king wine, and the baker had a dream where vultures was eating his bread. Please tell me, guys, do you need a supernatural informer to tell you that each of those stories are either good or bad? But anyway, I know that if I had a good dream, deep down in my guts, I would know when I wake up, even before I talk to my father, that that dream was a good one. I'll be excited about it. And if I had a bad dream, or more, the way we always wake up when we don't have bad dreams tells us that the dreams were bad. But then, this butler and this baker were friends, I guess. So they share their dreams in the morning, and both of them are sad. So I would ask the butler, why was he sad in the first place? And that was because he was associated with a baker. I'm guessing that this is how the conversation went. So the butler tells the baker his dream, and the baker tells the butler his dream and tells him, I don't think these dreams are good. They are both bad dreams. And the baker rubs off his negativity on the butler, and the butler becomes sad. But thank God for Joseph, because Joseph steps in, and Joseph listens to the butler's dream, and he tells him that he has a beautiful dream, that things are looking up for him, that he's gonna get out of here and everything. And the surprising thing is in the verse 16, it validates the story about their dreams I said earlier, because in verse 16 it says, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation of the butler's dream was good, he decided to tell his own dream. You see, because it therefore means that he thought that the butler's dream was negative, he thought that the butler's dream was bad, and he must have also told the butler that that dream was bad. I mean, like, I know personally that if I had a bad dream and my friend with a good dream comes to me and tells me her dream, I wouldn't tell her hers was bad because mine was bad. I'll tell her the truth. But this is the real world we are in, and just as the Bible tells us from this story, we have negative people. We have people that are so focused on themselves that they don't want to hear your good story. We have people that they just don't want you to do better than them. I don't know why, but that's just how it is in the world. And we must be weary of these people. We need to watch who we are telling our dreams to. We need to watch who we are voicing our aspirations to. We need to watch who we are surrounding ourselves with while trying to live a purposeful life. So let me get into my own story and experience with this. So my experience dates a few years back, lots of years back. I was just fresh out of high school. I was this young, purposeful, strict, principled girl. And I was fresh into a uni environment, and I had cool friends. I made cool friends because I wasn't cool in high school. I had to be cool in uni, I guess. I made cool friends. They wore cool clothes. They were doing cool stuff, and they were just so cool, actually. Like, in the real sense, aside maybe being cool in a trendy manner, they were cool in some aspects, behaviorally, I guess. And there was this guy had an interest in me, and he came along and he wanted a relationship with me. We were actually friends, we were doing good as friends, and then he wanted to take it a step further. Deep down, I knew that I wasn't ready for that kind of life. I knew that I didn't want to do that. But then I had cool friends who could give me cool advice, so I went to them and I asked for their opinion. When I think of this story today, I do realize how all those cool friends of mine were in relationships right from high school, and at that moment were in active relationships. So I can imagine the kind of advice I was hoping to get from them, really. But no judgment though. So they did give me some cool advice, and I decided to, alright, what harm could come out of this, and give this guy a try. But a few weeks into the whole stuff, I do realize that this is not the life for me, and I wasn't really getting anything extra. I didn't see how we were relating was different from how we were being friends earlier, and we're just having a tag that I wasn't proud of even telling anybody, because we were kids, you're trying to hide stuff from people. But then I had the boldness, thank God, to come out of that. It doesn't mean I didn't make a lot of other bad decisions, man. When I look at my life now, I do see how a lot of decisions I made were influenced by the people around me at the time of the decision making. I do see a lot. Actually, I grew up as a young lady that I needed to have people's opinions about things. I needed to have people agree with me on certain things. But then I did have a problem because I didn't know how to arrange the people around me. I didn't know how to know which people were the people to hear my dreams and which people were the people to just gist to regularly. And it was something that I had to learn over time. There were lots of pain and bad mistakes and everything, but thank God that with the grace of God, I did come to that point. I'm here today, right? And I'm telling you this beautiful story. So praise God, guys. Praise God. God does work in mysterious and beautiful ways, guys. So we see from this story why it's really important to surround yourselves with purposeful people, because they influence your decisions. They influence your dreams, they influence your aspirations. The truth is that the basic principle behind how people influence your dreams is that people can't give what they don't have. That's just the basic truth about life. It's not mathematics, it's not rocket science, it's just truth about life. It's that simple. It's just like the story of this butler and this baker, for example. The baker was filled with negativity. He had bad vibes written all over him. Bad vibes can never give good energy. Isn't that why we all liked that song that said bad vibes stay far away, right? But then he couldn't have given good vibes. He couldn't have vibed with the good dream of the butler. So, and if you're not discerning enough, that's why, in as much as we're trying to surround ourselves with people that are purposeful and people that are like-minded, the first person you need to surround yourself with is the Holy Spirit, because that guy is the truest guy you can ever be friends with. He tells you more truths than you would tell yourself. So if you don't have the discerning power of the Holy Spirit in you, you could be influenced by a lot of people's bad vibes. And I know how many times I've been saved. Like, truthfully, I do have another experience that reminds me. I know last year I was going through a rough patch, and I felt I wasn't sharing enough with people I thought my friends. I wasn't sharing enough with people around me. I was just trying to bottle up the whole incident. But I had God, I had the Holy Spirit. And there was a time that God told me, just chill out, don't feel the need to tell people. And thank God for my beautiful mom I spoke about last week, and she was able to help me, to tell me that I don't need to share these things with my friends. I didn't have to share with my work colleagues, I didn't have to share with anybody. She was cool, my family was cool, and then we prayed about it and things did work out fine. And funny enough, a few months later, I do find out that there was a conspiracy going on, and that some of my friends, unknown to them, were informants to the conspiracy. So it was a big deal, But thank God it wasn't a bad deal for me that I listened to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I also listened to the people surrounding me then to keep quiet and keep things to myself. So that's it. Life is too complex. You can't be an island. That's just the truth. People would influence you whether you know it or not, but you have the power to surround yourself with good influencers. And like I said, the first good influencer is the Holy Spirit. You should get the Holy Spirit. He's an amazing friend. The Bible tells us that he teaches us all things, he tells us all truths, he reveals all truths to us. He knows the mind of God, and most importantly, he knows the future. He sees things you can't see, so you can trust him to lead you aright, because he's gonna make things to work out good and in your favor in the end. So guys, that brings me to the end of this story and experience for today's episode. I do hope that this helps you. I do hope that you get a lesson or two lessons from this particular episode. And I'm just gonna go ahead and say a prayer over us. Father, I thank you so much for today. I thank you that you've been amazing. Thank you for February. Thank you that it's slowly coming to an end. Thank you for how you've been leading us. And thank you so much for what we've learned today. Please, Lord, let this word abide in us. Let this word grow in us. Let it bear fruits. And help us, Lord, to make the right decisions, to surround ourselves with the right energy, right vibes, right friends. And Holy Spirit, please teach us how to get closer to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So guys, that's it for today. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and don't forget, sharing is caring. Guys, come on, if you don't have the boldness to talk to that colleague of yours about God, feel free to share this podcast. It does count as evangelism too. So till I see you next time, stay cool, stay calm, stay connected, and stay rooted, guys, in the love of God. Bye.